Yes, friends, once again, following those classic gospel favorites, we're once again back here on the Way Back program. We are sitting on the other side of the third and final hour of this morning's program. I'd also like to share that we're still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario, on the shores of the old St. Lawrence Seaway. I'd also like to remind y'all that we can also be heard via CFRC 119 FM in downtown Kingston, Limestone City of Canada. And we can also be heard throughout the Durham and Greater Toronto areas through www.oshawarocks.com, as well as through our YouTube channel at Way Back with Johnny Woodlock on YouTube. I would like to welcome y'all here to the third and final hour of today's program with a collection of great Hank Snow favorites, as tomorrow marks the 26th anniversary of his sad passing at the age of 85 in 1999, on December 22nd. With that mentioned, growing up, I always idolized this man's music and always had a great admiration for his style of singing. And so today I will pay tribute to him with a double feature. First of all, it's going to be an all-time classic called Nestor the Long-Eared Christmas Donkey. And then we'll follow that with an all-time favorite, and this time it's going to be a personal favorite of mine, called Letter to Santa. With that, I would like to say good morning to each and every one of you listening in throughout the Greater Toronto area and also the Kingston area. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Everyone knows about Rudolph, our fleet-footed friend from the north, who lights Santa's way through the darkness as he drives his sleigh back and forth. But there's someone else we should mention if we want the whole story told. He carried the first gift of Christmas, more precious than diamonds or gold. Nestor was a donkey who seldom laughed or played, 'cause no one ever used him in the stable where he stayed. All the camels teased him and the other donkeys too. They said, "Look at little Nestor, there's nothing he can do. Look at little Nestor, he's got ears that drag the ground." They whispered as they mocked him, but he heard every sound. Nestor's heart was broken and his eyes were full of tears. If only there was something he could do about his ears. One dark night, two strangers gave Nestor a surprise. They chose him from all others, for they loved his gentle eyes. The man was called Joseph, and Mary was his bride. She needed help to Bethlehem, and Nestor's back to ride. They traveled through the desert, but hadn't gone too far, when winter clouds no longer let them see the guiding star. But Nestor had a secret, only he could hear the sound, as the angels gave directions to the ears that rang the ground. Look at little Nestor, he's got ears that drag the ground. They whispered as they mocked him, but he heard every sound. Nestor's heart was broken and his eyes were full of tears. If only there was something he could do about his ears. And so it was that Nestor found the manger where they stayed, where kings and wise men bowed before a baby where he lay. Mary bore our Savior, and Nestor brought them there, a gift of love from God above for all the world to share. Though Rudolph, I just love you, I know you'd want it said. Nestor's ears are lovely as a reindeer's nose is red. So children, if you're happy when you trim your Christmas tree, you might thank a little donkey whose ears hang to his knees. Look at little Nestor, he's got ears that drag the ground. They shouted as they praised him, and his friends all gathered round. Nestor's heart grew happy and his eyes held no more tears. Now all the world knows Nestor for his laughter and his.
Dear Santa Claus, it's been so long, so long since I have written you. Since as a kid in Happy House I dwell, I've moved from there and now I live on Disillusion Avenue. And I've been here longer than I care to tell. The twinkling bells of hope and joy, the laughter that rang in my voice, have silenced more and more as time goes by. Those treasured gifts from other years are tarnished, lost, or stained with tears. So Santa, would you bring a new supply? I'll be hanging up my empty heart this Christmas. Please fill it full with love and hope and cheer. My faith is gone, my courage low, my patience ran out long ago. Dear Santa Claus, I need so much this year. Bring a basket of forgetfulness to cover up the bitterness and the grudges that I've gathered through the years. And leave a large bag of forgiveness to give out to those who robbed me of my laughter that sometimes filled my eyes with tears. And Santa, please, a box piled high with love and understanding that I can share with all my neighbors and my friends. And leave one new temper, cause I lost mine, lost it one too many times. And make the new one longer if you can. I'll be hanging up my empty heart this Christmas. Please fill it full with love and hope and cheer. Tuck in some smiles to give away and some to wear for every day. Dear Santa Claus, I need so much this year. Please, Santa, fill my empty heart this year.
Yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to take our weekly trip down east to the mighty Maritimes and salute the Atlantic Lullaby Christmas Edition 2025. With that mentioned, I'll begin with sending out some Christmas greetings to my good friends, the King of the Newfies. Of course, that is Michael T. Wall and Miss Nancy, his beloved wife. For them today, it'll be a classic by the King of the Newfies himself, Michael T. Wall, and a song called Christmas Memories. Then we'll follow with my dear friend, Peter Trenum, of Pugwash, Nova Scotia. For Peter and his beloved wife, Myrna, it'll be a song called Let's Put Christ Back in Christmas. And then we'll wrap up with the pride of the East Coast once again, Dick Nolan and his all-time classic version of Gentleman Jim Ray's favorite, called An Old Christmas Card. With that, I will say good morning to each and every one of you listening in on the eastern seaboard of Canada. And a very Merry Christmas to each and every one of you down east as well. Welcome in, friends. Now here is the legendary King of the Newfies, Michael T. Wall.
Christmas memories, Christmas memories. My thoughts go back to Newfoundland and Christmas memories. I remember a small town Christmas. The streets packed with snow. Frosty air, rosy cheeks, people rushing. But the rushing was slow. pies in a wood-burning cook stove, a parlor heater full of coal, the smell of a real pine Christmas tree, lights and tinsel made it glow. Christmas memories, Christmas memories. My thoughts go back to Newfoundland and Christmas memories. My brothers and sisters were home for the holiday, supper and then church, to sing and to pray. Our buckle overshoes crunched on the sparkling snow as we walked back to our house where that tree was all aglow. A wind-up train and my very first guitar, a bright red race car, handkerchiefs and a cowboy shirt, and a Roy Rogers cap gun, and new mittens to wear. Our family together, more peace and joy, I'll never know. Yes, that was Christmas for me when I was a boy, growing up on the island of Newfoundland a long, long time ago. Christmas memories, Christmas memories. My thoughts go back to Newfoundland and Christmas memories. Christmas memories, Christmas.
It's time we put Christ back in Christmas, so let's put his name where it belongs. It's time we put Christ back in Christmas, that's the reason I wrote this Christmas song. Did you spend a month's salary on Christmas to find those gifts for one and all? Christmas belongs to baby Jesus, not the Walmart or Zeller's shopping malls. It's a time for love and family gathering as we share the wonder of his birth. He was born so many miles away, the world soon would know of our Savior's birth. It's time we put Christ back in Christmas, so let's put his name where it belongs. It's time we put Christ back in Christmas, that's the reason I wrote this Christmas song. I remember the days of my childhood, back when I was just a small lad. We were told of the miracle from Bethlehem, the news quickly spread, the world was glad. It's time we put Christ back in Christmas, so let's put his name where it belongs. It's time we put Christ back in Christmas, that's the reason I wrote this Christmas song. So tell me what Christmas means to you.
There's an old Christmas card in an old dusty trunk, and it brings back sweet memories dear to me. Though it's faded and worn, it's as precious as the morn when I found it neath our first Christmas tree. Well, I thrill with every word, every line. Guess I'm always sentimental around this time. Pardon me if a tear was among my Christmas cheer. It's a memory of an old Christmas card. You know, I don't know why I get to feeling sentimental around this time every year, but every time I see a Christmas card, I somehow can't help reminiscing about the very first Christmas you and I spent together. What a beautiful Christmas card you gave me that year. Why, I know you must have looked through thousands of cards to find that wonderful poem that still brings a tear to my eye. Well, I thrill with every word, every line. Yes, I'm always sentimental round this time. Tear was among my Christmas cheer. It's a memory of an old Christmas card. Just a memory of an old Christmas card.
There'll be moonshine and homebrew, star beer and rabbit stew. We'll have a good old Newfie Christmas, all right.
Hello, this is Michael T. Wall, the singing Newfoundlander, and I would like to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from Johnny Woodlock and myself right here on Way Back Country Christmas.
A good old Newfie Christmas, all right.
And now, friends, following those classic East Coast favorites, we're once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny's Way Back Country Christmas. With that mentioned, I would like to once again send out some High Lonesome Christmas songs to all my friends out there who enjoy the bluegrass music, especially Lisa in Spencerville, and also Barb in Morrisburg, and of course, my dear friend Sparky, also known as Sandra Day, up here in Ingleside, Ontario. For them all today, it's going to be a classic by the father of bluegrass music, other than William Smith Monroe, forever remembered as Bill Monroe, and his all-time Christmas classic called Christmas Time's A-Comin', and yes, it is, friends, on Thursday. And then following that, we're going to hear an all-time favorite by none other than Del McCurry and Call Collect on Christmas, going out to Mama Dawn today with love. And then we'll wrap up this set with none other than, yes, that old man we all remember as the voice with a heart, Mac Wiseman, and Christmas Memories. With that, I would like to say good morning to each and every one of you listening in, and let's go with those old-time bluegrass favorites now.
Christmas time's a-comin', Christmas time's a-comin', Christmas time's a-comin', and I know I'm going home.
Snowflakes are falling, old homes are calling, tall pines are humming, Christmas time's a-comin'.
Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing, joy to old Lord, hear them sing. When it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home. Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, and I know I'm going home.
yearning for the folks at home when Christmas time's a-coming.
Ain't you hear them bells ringing, ringing, joy, joy, hear them sing. When it's night, I'll be going back to my country home. Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, and I know I'm going home.
Holly is in window, home where the wind blows, can't walk for running, Christmas time's a-coming.
Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing, joy, joy, hear them singing, when it's snowing I'll be going back to my country home. Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming. Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, and I know I'm going home.
When I was just a boy, I started rambling. I left my mountain home and mother dear. Close to her breast, and she made this last request: call me on the phone just once a year.
Don't forget to call collect on Christmas. That's the last words I heard my mother say. While I'm waiting, sitting by the phone, I just want to hear your voice on Christmas Day.
Tell her I'd be home before too long. But this year when I called, there was no answer there at all. I knew right then there must be something wrong.
Don't forget to call collect on Christmas. That's the last words I heard.
She had been reaching for the phone, but in my heart I knew that she had been reaching out for me, the one who went away and left her all alone.
Don't forget to call collect on Christmas. While I'm waiting here alone,
In my dreams I'll go home again for Christmas with my family the way it used to be. Cracking nuts and watching Mom making candy. In the old days that was a sight to see. Dad would have the fireplace burning brightly. We all would help decorate the tree with strings of popcorn and a little bell that go ding-a-ling, and the Star of Bethlehem where all could see. Child again at Christmas, and daydreams are filled with memories. The sounds of carols as the snowflakes fill the night air. Toys from Santa and the love of family. Dad would have the fireplace burning brightly. We all would help decorate the tree with strings of popcorn and a little bell that go tingling, and the Star of Bethlehem where all could see. I'll be home again for Christmas in my dreams. My heart and mind are filled with Christmas memories.
You're listening to our good friend, Johnny Woodlock, on the Wayback Country Christmas. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Be you family, friend, or stranger, join us on this Christmas morn.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to welcome a very special guest of honor onto our Wayback Country Christmas for 2025. With that, this man has become a very special part of my life as well as this program. He is no stranger to the show or to you, our many listeners. With that, it is a great honor to welcome my dear friend and bluegrass pioneer in the Ottawa Valley, Mr. Tom Wilson, to our program. Following this interview and our third and final interview for today, we will hear an all-time classic that he recorded and also wrote called Gather at the Manger. So with that, here's my good friend and bluegrass pioneer and Hall of Famer of the Ottawa Valley, Mr. Tom Wilson.
Well, good day and Merry Christmas to you and all your listeners, Johnny. It's wonderful to, boy, I have seen a few Christmases, like 88 of them, you know?
Yes, you have,
Oh, yeah, but yeah. Boy, it's always been very, very very special. I was born before the war, you know, like 1937.
Yes.
And there was always a strong, strong Christmas spirit in our family. We were Catholics.
Okay.
And my mother was also a French-Canadian Catholic lady. Okay. And there's very, very, wonderful, deep meaning to Christmas to folks like that. And when I was a little kid, we always had a wonderful Christmas. We were not wealthy at all. Mm-hmm. Comfortable, maybe middle-class people, but we always had lots of toys and wonderful food and stuff like that. But religion played quite a part in it, more so than nowadays. Christmas is pretty much commercial.
Yes, it is, sadly.
Which is why I wrote my song, Gather at the Manger.
Yes.
To not be so commercial. But anyway, the big thing in my little days was midnight mass. And always on Christmas Eve, the adults always went to Christmas to midnight mass at the local churches. And my grandfather, who was in his 80s at that time, dad, it was traditional when they all came home, they'd have a great big feast. And Grandpa would sing O Holy Night. And he was in his 80s, but he had a beautiful voice and had been a trained choir boy and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, is that right?
And there was really an occasion to hear him sing that song. And later on in years, I used to sing it myself.
Oh, did you? Yes.
Tribute to him, you know.
Oh, wow. Back to your childhood. What would, we mentioned a little bit about the Christmas gifts and that. What would they have consisted of?
Well, there were always toys.
Yes.
You know, because...
But probably homemade, eh?
Sometimes.
Yes.
Actually, yes, Johnny. Uh-huh. I can remember during the war. Now, this is funny. I can remember there were toys and things were very hard to come by.
Yes.
But my father and one of my cousins, Louis Guerin was his name, they were wonderful, wonderful woodworkers. And they made the most beautiful toys and things for us. I remember they made for my brother Gilbert, who was 4 years younger than me, they made him the most beautiful rocking horse.
Oh, nice.
And this rocking horse was white, and he had the red and black parts on him.
Yes.
So they called him Spark Plug.
Oh, wow. Yes.
You know? And these things were first class.
Exactly. And they meant more to you than the store-bought stuff.
Yes. Certainly. Yeah. And, of course, the food, a little hard to come by during the war, too. Not that nobody was starving here, but sugar and stuff was hard to get. But there you go. People would hoard up their sugar stamps and stuff, you know, all year in order to have a great Christmas. And, wonderful.
And then, of course, you also wrote, we were mentioning about the song Gather at the Manger. How did that one come about, Tom?
Just simply because I thought that people were getting too commercial. They started to use that term, Happy Holidays, which just makes me go, curdles my blood, you know.
It does. Yes.
And I listened to a song by Don Reno and Red Smiley called From the Manger to the Cross.
Yes, I know it well.
Well, that reminded me of the second meaning of Christmas. Like, it's okay to celebrate,
mm-hmm.
but you have to remember that man who you're celebrating his birthday was eventually murdered.
Yes, that's true.
You know, so that's where I got that song, From the Manger to the Cross. Gave me the idea to do Gather at the Manger. So it starts out with everybody coming to the manger, but you have to remember that where that leads.
Exactly.
So that's where I got the idea for the song, and it's been relatively popular. The trouble is, because it's not commercial, you know.
That they won't play it, exactly. I understand,
don't play it very
yes.
much. Yeah. There you go. But I want to have my say.
Exactly, and that's the way it should be, exactly.
Yeah.
So, looking back at some of the memories of your dad and your mother, what were they like at Christmas time? I imagine they were like all of our mothers and dads, worked a lot and that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. Dad, well, the old story, they bought me an electric train. Dad played with it more than I did, you know?
Yes.
They were wonderful. I was was so blessed. My parents and Doris's parents, my in-laws, were just wonderful, wonderful people, Christian people.
Okay.
I have said different times, they didn't go around beating people over the head with Bibles or anything
No, but they knew what the Christian meaning was.
Yeah, they were church people, and they lived a Christian life. So, of course, Christmas was the high point
of the year.
You know? Oh, yeah. They loved it. Mother made clothes. She was a wonderful seamstress. Yes. And she made wonderful clothing for all of us. All of us. And, they just got right into it. And I think Christmas ran from January to January for them. You know, they keep an eye open for things all year that they could get at Christmas time.
Exactly.
You
were mentioning the other day, and I would love to bring it up, a topic, but we were mentioning when you were working, but you had mentioned that the boss had just come in and decided to about the happy holiday thing. It was just coming into effect in the 80s.
Yeah, yes, that's right. One of the guys just stood up and said, "The hell with that."
Exactly.
You know,
Merry Christmas or nothing.
And that is
a point I've always made on this show, our Christmas show, is to say Merry Christmas.
Well, people don't, they don't go to church.
Yes, that's true.
That's so sad. I as you know, we played for hundreds
of
churches to try and keep them going, you know. But I drive around the country now and I see little churches that are up for sale or built into
houses or what have you, yeah.
Yeah, that side of it is sad. But there's where Christmas can rally you and say, look, okay, that's okay, but let's get going on this and be happy.
That's right.
What Christmas is all about, you know.
Yes.
This guy, this poor little child that was born on Christmas Day, ended up doing more good than any man that ever lived.
The greatest man that ever lived. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Yes. You got to, some people are down on Christian churches and stuff, but, you know, they feed more people than dictators.
Yes, exactly. You know? I agree, Tom. Yes, for sure.
Yeah, no, Christmas rules. Let's let on where Ricky Skaggs, you know.
Exactly, and what have you. Yes, exactly. Now, bringing up the topic of Ricky Skaggs, and of course that leads to Bill Monroe, but you also recorded a version, a live version, I may say, of Christmas Time's A-Coming. It must be one of the biggest bluegrass songs of the era back then.
Yeah. Tex Logan was the guy that wrote that.
Okay.
Tex Logan. He was a fiddle player from Texas.
I see.
And worked with Bill at one time. And he also worked with the Lilly brothers, you know, from the Boston area there.
Yes.
And he's a great bluegrass guy. Another song that he did was called Jordan Am a Hard Road to Travel. It's got a line, take off your coat, boys, and roll up your sleeves. Jordan Am a Hard Road to Travel, I believe.
I see, yes.
And it really means, you know, if you're going to be a Christian, you got to work at it.
Exactly.
That applies to Christmas, too. You've got to work at it. Just forget about the commercialism
and
enjoy it. Well, I was just going to say, Winston Churchill came over to Washington, D.C., talk to President Roosevelt around Christmas time in 1941, which was just after Japan had attacked Pearl Harbor, and the whole world, that made a world war.
Yes.
Churchill said, let's have Christmas. Let the children have their Christmas. And now, with the way things are going, the disturbances in the world and the craziness, let's cool it.
Exactly,
and
I agree.
Have Christmas.
That's right, Tom.
And if just take a look at what Christmas means, we'll never go back to this silly knife and wonder.
Exactly, that's right. So how do you spend Christmas nowadays, Tom?
Well, I always have, since my wife died, God love her, which has been 14 years now.
Oh, wow.
I always spend Christmas with my brother Neil and his family because he lives right near me here. It's only a couple of blocks away. It's a good thing to cut down on driving and stuff around Christmas
time. Especially
you know?
At Christmas time, yeah.
And they have family. family of his wife's people too. Both his sons are there with their families and his daughter, and we have a wonderful. That's where I always have Christmas dinner and stuff.
Very
with them.
Nice.
Yeah.
So it's still a family oriented
holiday. Oh yeah, very much so. Yeah, I have. I have a dozen places I could go.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny that the people are always after me to come Christmas, but and sometimes I'll make a point of getting to see these people sometime over Christmas.
Of course.
The Christmas Day itself, I've always spent my brother since my wife died.
So I'm going to wrap up the interview for right now, but share with us a little bit of a lead into the Gather at the Manger song.
Well, it's about the fact that to begin with, the angels called the shepherds to come to the manger, and they did. They mm-hmm. you know, that's what happened. They all came there, and that's fine. Everybody was having a good time. But in the second verse, you're told that you have to remember that the story itself didn't have a happy ending.
That's true. This
guy was murdered by the local authorities who were appointed by the Roman Empire, and they couldn't stand to have, they thought he was just a rabble-rouser. Jesus was just, they put up, it was a very sad story.
Yes, for
but
sure.
But we have to remember that.
That's the reason
earlier,
for the season.
Yeah, yes, that guy went ahead and he's outlived all of that.
Well, with that, we hope to do it again next year. As I will be down before Christmas to see you, but with that, from our listeners to you, Merry Christmas, Tom.
Well, the same to you, Johnny. God bless you. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Shepherds came here to adore him when the angels called him in. He was born to save his children from the wicked path of sin. Come and gather at the manger where our Savior Christ was born. Be you family, friend, or stranger, join us on this Christmas morn. Though the road leads from this manger to the cross of Calvary, He will keep us from all danger, saying, come and dwell with me. Come and gather at the manger where our Savior Christ was born. Be you family, friend, or stranger, join us on this Christmas morn. On this Christmas morn.
Now, friends, keeping with the down-home traditions of a way-back country Christmas, I would like to once again pay tribute to a story that I recorded some years ago in one of my first Christmas celebrations on the way-back country Christmas, and that is a story by none other than my beloved Mama Dawn. So I'd like to welcome Mama back to the program once again in an archived story from her from many years ago, and just wondering, Mama, if you remember this story. With that, we'll welcome y'all in. And yes, we will also follow Mama Dawn's special appearance here on the Way Back Country Christmas 2025 with an all-time classic by Tracy Byrd called Christmas Like Mama Used to Make It. With that, welcome in, friends, and Merry Christmas, Mama Dawn. We love you.
Hi, Johnny. Mama Dawn here. Just wanted to tell you a little bit of some of my Christmases when I was a kid. It was always lots of fun. One Christmas, we always had a busy Christmas at our place. We used to have, I'm the youngest of seven, so we had a lot of people at our place all the time. There was friends coming and going, and we had a pool table, so Dad always had all his buddies from work would come and have play pool on Christmas Eve and everything, and your grandma would make a bunch of really nice treats and cookies and Christmas cake and all kinds of nice goodies, and she'd make punch, and we always had a house full on Christmas Eve. But we sure enjoyed our Christmases, and it's always fun, and I miss my mom and my sister, and they're both passed away now, and, you know, you miss those things at Christmas a lot, but we always had a good Christmas, Johnny, and even though things weren't always expensive, there was always lots of good homemade food, and that was the main thing. We loved it always. And, Johnny, you must remember some of those good meals that Grandma used to make. It was lots of fun. So have a good Christmas for everybody who's listening out there, and from Mama Dawn and all of our friends, take care.
It might seem a little bit old-fashioned, and it may not be the trend of the year, but let's take the store-bought feeling out of Christmas and have the kind that Mama held so dear. Let's not have a single pie if we can't bake it. I'll sharpen up the axe to cut our tree. Let the little ones make all the decorations and get back to the way it used to be. Let's have Christmas like Mama used to make it, back before we all had it made. Let's spend time spending love instead of money. Take a sleigh ride back into the good old days, for it's there that lies the strength of our family. The good Lord intended it this way, so this year let's do our best not to fake it. Let's have Christmas like Mama used to make it. Let's call Uncle Ed to tune that old piano. It's been too long since we've all sang Silent Night. Let the rest of the world have it their way, but this year we're gonna do it right. Let's have Christmas like Mama used to make it, back before all had it made. Let's spend time spending love instead of money. Take a sleigh ride back into the good old days, for it's there that lies the strength of our family. The good Lord intended it this way, so this year let's do our best not to fake it. Let's have Christmas like Mama used to make it. Let's have Christmas like Mama used to make it.
Well, Well, yes, friends. Well, I guess that's it on the Way Back Country Christmas for 2025. With that, I would like to thank each and every one of you for tuning into the program this year and also allowing me to come into your living rooms and your car radios over this past year of 2025. With that mentioned, I would like to thank each and every one of you personally. However, I can't do that personally, but I would like to thank you from the bottom of my heart for your continued support as we step into the 10th year in 2026 of broadcasting here at CFRC and also our first official year of broadcasting over www.oshawarocks.com. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for your continued support. Now, as we send us all home today, I'd like to wish you, each and every one of you, also a very Merry Christmas from the Woodlock family and, of course, Simbush the Wonder Husky. And Little Gunny, the Dash Hound, as well. Now, let's pay tribute to an all-time classic by Kenny Rogers that he recorded many years ago called Till the Season Comes Around Again. And then we'll follow that with an all-time cast recording of the Grand Ole Opry from 1959, joined up here with none other than George Morgan, Laurie Morgan's father. And they're going to be doing the all-time sacred song called Silent Night. So with that, I hope each and every one of you have a blessed Christmas season. May God bless and keep you all till we meet again next Sunday. And just a reminder that next Sunday will be our 2025 Year in Review show. With that, may God bless and keep y'all, and from your host with the most country western music year-round and this time of year, Christmas music. So long for now, friends, and catch y'all next weekend. And from my family to yours, a very merry and blessed Christmas.
Come and gather round at the table in the spirit of family and friends, and we'll all join hands and remember this moment till the season comes round again. Let's all try to smile for the picture, and we'll hold it as long as we can. May it carry us through, should we ever get lonely, till the season comes round again. One night, holy and bright, shining with love from our hearts, by a warm fire, let's lift our hands high and be thankful we're here till this time next year. May the new year be blessed with good tidings till the next time I see you again. If we must say goodbye, let the spirit go with you till the season comes round again. Let's lift our hands high and be thankful we're here till this time next year. May the new year be blessed with good tidings till the next time I see you again. And we'll all join hands and remember this moment, and we'll love and we'll laugh in the time that we have till the season comes round again. If we must say goodbye, let the spirit go with you till the season comes round again.
Everybody, won't you please join me as we sing that Christmas song that's as ageless and timeless as the day we celebrate. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is glad, round yon virgin's mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Christmas show draws to an end, and words can't say how wonderful it was having you with us. This is George Morgan speaking for all of us and saying Merry Christmas. We'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry. Good night, everybody.
Well, it's my favorite time of year again. Of course, I'm talking about Christmas. Oh, I've got so many great memories of Christmases in my life. Everybody gathering at our house. Grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins. Going with my daddy to pick out a Christmas tree for the whole family to decorate. I once even played the part of a shepherd in a Christmas play at church. Oh, and I still remember how hard it was to go to sleep on Christmas Eve, knowing that Santa was on his way. But you know, things have changed a lot down through the years, and somewhere along the way, I think maybe the world just got in too big of a hurry. I first began to notice it when people started writing Xmas instead of Christmas. And now some people want to call Christmas the winter break or the winter holiday. And that's sad to me, because it seems like folks are even afraid to say the word Christmas anymore. Well, the first word in Christmas is Christ. And it's his birthday that those of us who call ourselves Christians celebrate every December 25th. I wouldn't dare try to tell anyone else that they couldn't celebrate the holiday of their faith any way they might see fit. The last time I checked, this was still the land of the free. And that means that I'm free to celebrate Christmas for what it means to me. So I'm going to go out this year, and I'm going to buy Christmas presents. And I'm going to send my friends Christmas cards and sing Christmas carols and eat Christmas cookies and tell the Christmas story to my kids and my grandkids and anybody else that might care to listen. Okay, call me politically incorrect if you want to. I've been called a lot worse things in my life. I've seen a lot of Christmases come and go down through the years, and I'm looking forward to this one and the next one and the next one. So allow me to say to you and yours, Merry Christmas. Because even after all this time, in fact, maybe now even more than ever, I am still believing in Christmas.
Another day gone by, with good friends all around me, how the time you fly.
Howdy friends and listeners, this here is your old host with most, Johnny Woodlock, reporting for Way Back with Johnny over this great channel. The previous show does not represent anything associated with the channel heard on. It is the sole associate of Woodlock Ranch Studios, Cornwall, Ontario. With that, have a great day, and we'll catch y'all next week. So long, friends.
It's hard to find the words I want to say, but friends, I'll try, and God bless you all and keep you till we meet again. Goodbye.